Happy Monday! Happy Monday! Happy Monday to my Facebook friends and my Instagram friends. Hey guys, as you're getting on to our prayer time today, how are you? And are you exhausted from the Easter weekend? Well, maybe not. This year was a little different, right? Everybody stayed in. Hi guys, a lot of you guys are jumping on right now to Instagram. Hello, hello you guys. I'm so excited about our prayer time together. And you guys, as you're getting on to our Facebook this morning, so how was Easter different for you? I don't know how many of you attend here at Influence Church in Orange County, California, but we did some really cool things this weekend. We had a park and pray here on our property where people circled the building. Hi, guys, as you're getting on, hello, hello. And we gathered as the church. We were so excited. We did not get out of our cars, so we did not violate any restrictions. But it was so emotional for me on Friday as we high-fived each other from our cars. And I saw a lot of you guys in your cars crying just because it felt good to be the body of Christ. It felt good to come together on this weekend. And it was like Good Friday was really powerful here. And then Sunday for Easter, a lot of you guys came and you sat in your cars in the church parking lot. And we did church here. We had, of course, the Easter Bunny was here. And we had a little Easter egg hunt here in our complex, of the office complex here, and kids were looking for eggs. Hi guys, everybody jumping on. Hi Jamie, it was so good to see you yesterday. Carla Ann, just your face makes me smile. I love you. Karen, thank you so much for my gift. Thank you for that bracelet. It was beautiful. It was so kind of you. I think we actually caught some footage as you threw that out your window of your car to me, so thank you for that. All you guys that are jumping on, hi Sue, love you so much. Well, you guys, it's Monday, and it was kind of a crazy weekend, right? Although it was so neat to come together, all the hearts are coming. Give me some hearts, and let's just interact. What I want this time to be as we get on, you guys, is interacting with one another on this Facebook Live feed. For those of you that are on Instagram, I want you to go ahead and begin to put down your prayers. I am at this prayer wall, and I've got some new ideas on some things I want to do to make sure that I'm getting your prayer requests, and I'm writing those down, and I'm placing them in the wall. That I'm placing my hands over your prayers, and I'm asking God to do supernatural things. So I want to take this to the next level. Everything is kind of a process of evolution. As you know, it was like, let's pray together, and then it was the park and pray, and now I'm thinking, what do? We are a month into this, as I've been coming with messages and prayer time, and I just said to Rachel, my assistant this morning, what do we need to do? What's the next at the prayer wall? And I'm going to be sharing with you this week some thoughts I have. But guys, I'm really excited about my talk with you this morning and our prayer time, because God is doing something so powerful. He's doing something so powerful. And I woke up this morning and my thought went back to, let me just walk you through this. Many of you have heard my story about the Jesus movement and how there was a Jesus movement that really birthed here in California, and it spread across our nation. A lot of it happened up in San Francisco and in an area called Haight-Ashbury in the late 60s. And it was this revolution that was happening. There were these hippies and they were rebelling. Society was rebelling against the Vietnam War. There was drugs, LSD, sex, rock and roll. There was this craziness happening in San Francisco. And yet there were these prayer warriors. There were these people moving. And I was watching some videos this morning of hippies that were getting out their guitars and they were just singing about love. And there was a spiritual movement. I want to encourage you guys to research it. If any of you want the link of one of the videos that I watched this morning, just say on here and I'll send it to you, or maybe I'll actually put it on here. But I began watching it because I was a product of that. As this spiritual movement came across our country, and it came into Colorado, where my husband was from, in Denver, and he was one of those guys that, you know, without going into any detail, he was one of those guys. And yet the Holy Spirit moved across Denver and he walked into a church and he was radically saved. And then it came across our country and it came into St. Louis, where I'm from, and we would begin having all night prayer meetings. And I'm getting emotional because I remember I was just young. I was like 13, 14, 15 years old. And I started seeing my friends come to faith in Jesus Christ. And we had all night prayer meetings. We had coffee houses. And why am I telling you this? Because I believe it's what's happening now. I got up this morning and I began to read through a lot of the supernatural movements of awakenings. The first great awakening in America, the second great awakening in America, the Jesus movement in America. And you know, our president said that we are in an invisible war. And listen to me, we are in an invisible war, but it's not just with the coronavirus. It's not COVID-19 that's invisible. It's what the Bible calls principalities and powers. Listen to me. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, the Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against darkness, against rulers in this dark world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Listen to me. I want you to listen to me. I'm excited because God has been putting everything in place for where we are right now. We are ready. We are on the cusp of another revolution, of another great awakening. We get to decide what we're going to do with this, ladies. Don't just wait for this to get over. So hopefully our president gives us permission to go back out in May. What are we doing right now with where God has us? He is waking up his church. He is waking up his bride. He's telling us to look at history, what happened in the past. We are a product of history. So I started watching, I started reading, I started researching all of these times of revival in our nation. And here's what they had in common: the Great Awakening, the First Great Awakening, the Second Great Awakening, the Jesus Movement. Here's what it was, every one of them. If you look for signs, here's what they all had in common: drugs, war, sex, gender confusion, pro-life. All of these had something to do with every one of those. And I'm asking God today, I got this morning, I said, God, where's our world been with principalities and powers in darkness? Where were we in the last 10 years as a society in America? We have been in a war. We are struggling with sexual issues. We are struggling with life, abortion, and pro-life, this war. Do you see how principalities and powers, so here's all above us, these supernatural, demonic, and spiritual forces battling. That's the invisible war we live in while the church sleeps. Now listen, I read this verse this morning, and I had to write down on a piece of paper. Listen, in John 6, 26, here's what he said. I am telling you the truth. You are looking for me because you ate of my bread, but that's all you wanted. You did not want me. And I woke up and I'm like, God, we just wanted you to feed us. Feed us. We were no different than the multitudes that came to Jesus going, feed us the bread, feed us the bread, feed us the bread. Then when he stood up to preach and teach, they all left. The bread was gone. Because it was the physical bread they were coming for, not the spiritual bread. And I'm asking you guys right now, will you war with me? With principalities and powers, will you pray with me? I'm going to start getting up, and I'm going to set my alarm for early in the morning, and I'm going to go into my prayer rock in my prayer room, and I'm going to get back on my face, and I'm going to start praying. I'm going to start contending for supernatural things because, guys, we can't come through this different. We can't come out of this and say, let's go back to where we were. Guys, I believe that God is shaking us and waking us up. We will not do life the same way. We were with our son and daughter-in-law yesterday for Easter, and our son Josh is just brilliant when it comes to technology. And we began talking about how the church is going to look different. And guys, I don't know why it surprises us. We live, technology is a part of our world today. And the thing that, when I went back to the Jesus movement, listen to me, the church rebelled against these fanatical hippie Christians. They didn't want them coming into the church with their guitars and their blue jeans. No, 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 you stay out there. We might give you a room to call a coffee house, but don't come into our churches. But culture changed the church. Listen to me. Culture changed the church. And the church that woke up and said, yeah, let's get guitars. Let's let these hippies come in with their blue jeans. Let's let them come in. Then there was this awakening where the church woke up. Church, we need to wake up, and the new norm happens to be technology. So how's church going to look different? A lot of people are live streaming today, and they're hearing Jesus. The church is going to take on a new form. What's it going to be? Will we be the ones that will embrace the new? With the same message of Jesus Christ, the message hasn't changed, the method has changed. So I'm asking you, if we're going to be women of influence, if we're going to be influence church, how can we use what culture's looking for with the gospel of Jesus Christ? And guys, he's going to show us. He's going to show us methods. He's going to show us models. He's going to show us what society needs. We've got to wake up. I'm telling you right now, I'm in the lobby here at the church, and outside this prayer wall are bags and bags and bags of food. Why is it right now that there are food lines like crazy, unemployment and people needing food, and we're waking up as the church and we're asking people, bring food here. Now tomorrow, all this food's going to be going to a Boys and Girls Club, to grandma's house, to other nonprofits we're working with. The church is waking up and we're reaching the needs of our community as the church. I'm asking you as my sisters, I'm asking you as my friends, what are we going to do? How can we wake up? Because there's a shift happening. The church changed during the Jesus movement. And I began looking at like models. If you'll look back at the last 10 years and whether it was Jesus Culture, Bethel Church, Hillsong Church, Harvest Crusades, Saddleback Church, all of these movements have been saying, what's the church got to do to be different? Influence Church burst in 2012, and we said we want to be a church that influences the world for the kingdom of God. God heard our cry. He's shifting us. He's molding us. He's making us attentive to the world. I don't believe the second coming is yet, but it is coming. So what are we going to do as the church? What are we going to do during this time of quarantine to think different? I just finished a meeting with Pastor Nate, Pastor Bethany, all of us sitting in this lobby right now saying, what are we going to do to be the church different? So you guys, I'm going to ask you to join me. I'm going to ask you to believe God for supernatural works. I love the movement of the 24-hour prayer, the house of prayer that birthed in Kansas City. And you guys know I was a part of that when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and gave me that puzzle piece necklace. Let's partner with these movements. Let's not be in competition with these movements. Let's partner with these movements. Let's start houses of prayer. Women of influence, you know I have such a heart for prayer. Let's join together in prayer, maybe virtual prayers. Think creatively. Send me messages and say, can we do this? Can we do that? This prayer wall was put in this church as a point of prayer. We believe that God's doing supernatural things. So I'm going to add, you know, maybe it's going to be we start virtual prayer at 6 o'clock in the morning and we start praying for these things, movements. God, you guys, it breaks my heart. Pastor Phil used a quote yesterday in his message, how the abortion movement said that the abortions are essential during this pandemic and they have to stay open because they're essential. That breaks my heart. There's something wrong in our society. You guys, we have to wake up. We have to be resources. We have to be the church. We have to pray. God's giving us creative things to do right now. So I'm going to ask you right now that I don't know what all God's doing, but I know when I woke up this morning and he said, when was the time in your life when you pressed into me the most? And I thought the first time was when I was 13 and 14 years old during the Jesus movement. And then as I stayed in those coffee houses on Friday nights through the night, and we prayed through the night, and strangers would be coming in that coffee house. And then I remember years ago when I wrote the book, The Park, and I had a supernatural experience with the Holy Spirit of God, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And when 2012, when we birthed Influence Church, and God said, put in a prayer wall. Do you see all of these puzzle pieces of what God was doing in my life? What about your life? Are you pressing in? Can you pinpoint specific spiritual times in your life where he did things, that he birthed things in your life? I remember the first time that I went to Jesus Culture Conference, and I saw thousands of kids worshiping, high school kids and young adults worshiping for hours and praising and worshiping. And I said, what is this? And then I went to a Bethel conference and I saw the Harvest Crusade. Are you with me? Do you see how he's stirring us as a society? What does he want to do with us? So we have to be responsible for what God's given us on our watch. So I don't have all the answers, but I have an appeal to you today. I'm going to ask you to pray with me today. So today is the 13th. It is Monday, the 13th of April, 2020. Remember what we said, the number 20 meant waiting. God is working in the wait. And I'm going to encourage you, everybody that's online right now, I'm hoping I'm stirring you up. Give me some hearts. Give me some love. I'm praying he's stirring you up. And he's saying, I want to work with you. I want to touch you. I told you guys I used to stand in the corner. I did it yesterday in an auditorium with about 10 people in it, asking that God move in a supernatural way, that his Holy Spirit come, that he moves in our heart, that we have an awakening, that we have a revival. So my prayer right now with you is that we would have a revival. And I wrote down on my paper, what are we praying for today? We're praying for revival in three areas. Personal revival. That means revival in you. That means an awakening. Now, I said this to you a few weeks ago. Listen to me. You can't have a revival. You can't revive something that hasn't already been vived. You have to be alive to be revived. You understand me? That means you have to have had a personal encounter with the Holy Spirit. Revival is not for the lost. Revival is for the saved. Revival is for God's church and God's people that says, reawaken into me what I once had. Stir in me fresh. Stir up in me. Stir up in me. So that's what revival is for. And then when you're revived, you go out and you breathe on those. You proclaim the truth. You share the gospel. And you're so different. You're not the same person. People ask you what happened to you because there is a control over you, a supernatural control over your mind, over your thoughts, the things that tempted you, the things that made you angry, the things that made you upset, the things that depressed you. You quickly are able to put those in check. Because the Spirit of the living God is more powerful than your flesh. That's what revival is. So a personal revival and then a corporate revival. That we come together as the church, not in competition with the churches in our area, but we pray over the churches and we see a unified front with the local churches in our area and then a national revival. We see a national revival sweep through. Listen, when the Spirit of God blows through our nation, we can't fight it. It is so much bigger than all of us. We only submit. We only bow. I can only base this on what I've experienced. And I remember during this movement, I remember being on my face for hours before God. The Spirit of God was so thick and so heavy, and people were saved and called just by the Spirit of the living God. That's what I'm believing for. So in our prayer time together, I am fired up today. In our prayer time together, I'm going to ask you guys right now, listen, I can only do my part. You got to do your part. But would you join with me right now, today? Mark it down. Mark it on your calendar. Start keeping a diary. We invited the presence of the Holy Spirit of the living God to mark us on April the 13th, 2020. We asked the winds of revival to come. We prayed that our nation would be different, that we would be different, our church would be different. Listen, I'm going to tell you, we need you. We need you. You go, well, I can't be the church now. I need you to be the church now more than ever. We are influence church. God's going to show us new ways, methods, and models to be the church. Stand strong and encourage people to be a part of this movement because creative ways and thinking are going to come out of what he's doing right now. We are in a hush. We are in a wait. We are in a moment. We are in a movement, and he wants you to be a part of it. So would you join me as we pray over the next few moments that God would move in a supernatural way and show us what he wants us to do. God, we ask for signs and wonders in the heavens. We ask that you would move in a mighty way as your church. God, I love studying history because I can learn so much from it. And the very thing that touched my life as a young teenage girl, I'm calling on again. I'm calling for the winds of revival in your church and in your people. God, that your children would wake up and we'd rise up. God, there's new models. You've given us technology, but God, let us use technology. This morning when you showed me how the church used to fight against things like guitars, I remember being a little girl and our church had robes and hymns, and then there was this new model of guitars and hippies that came in, and it seemed so foreign because it seemed so worldly, and yet God, you taught us how to accept the methods of the world to transform the church. So show us how to do that right now. Help us to wake up and see how we can actually take what's good in culture, and as a church, wake up and use those models. Thank you, God, for the food bank that this church now gets to minister to our community, to the nonprofit organizations, to the boys and the girls who don't have food. To the food lines. God, we are at all-time high unemployment. Teach us how to be influence church by literally taking food to people that don't have food. God, we finally get to be the church. God, you want us to wake up and be the church. So God, as you have us in this wait, in this moment that we are quarantined in our homes, give us visions. Show us how to pray like we've never prayed before. God, we've been too busy to pray, but you showed me when you woke me up this morning, get on your face. You can do more on your face praying than you can do with your hands and your feet. So God, call us to be prayer warriors. Help us to move like we've never moved before. We continue to pray against this virus. We continue to pray against COVID-19. We say, disease be gone in Jesus' name. Now, God, listen, I'm just fired up because you say that I know there's people out there trying to bring fear. There's so much in the internet right now. People are sending me all kinds of things saying, is this the end of the world? And is there a shot that I'm going to take? And is that a part of the mark of the beast? And what does this mean? And God, people are crazy right now with thoughts. Clear our minds and let us see what you're doing. Let us have vision. God, you're telling us if we look to you, if we read the word of God, if we pray, you will protect us and you will direct us. Oh, that's good. Listen, you will protect us and you will direct us. So God, I have to have the wisdom from above, not just knowledge. Pastor Phil preached on this in his message yesterday. We have so much knowledge because we live in the day of knowledge. But God, I don't need just knowledge. I need wisdom. I need wisdom from above. So God, as women of influence, we're watching right now. Give us signs. Give us wonders. Give us wisdom. God, we have to do our part. And it's to discipline ourselves in prayer, in fasting, in reading of the word. So God, I know you're moving. You're moving in a mighty way. So I stand with all those who are believing you for revival, personally, corporately, and nationally. Personally, corporately, and nationally. In Jesus' name, we pray for revival. Let us see areas that we've resisted, that we need to be open to. Ideas. God, I'm speaking to some women right now that have creative ideas, inventions, things you're going to show us through prayer. Things that we're going to do to wake up the church and revive the church in Jesus' name. I'm excited. I'm tired of giving in to the enemy. I want to see there is this war, you tell us in Ephesians, this supernatural war. There's darkness fighting light. And God, show us how to see these things. Wake us up and revive us. So God, right now, as everyone's on right now, I pray for every woman that is on this thread via Facebook or Instagram, every prayer that's in their heart, every burden that they have. Many, God, are struggling from either the virus or the fear of the virus. We pray against the fear of the virus. We walk by faith and not sight. God, you teach us to walk by faith. And so we pray in Jesus' name. We continue to pray for a cure. But God, just silence the enemy. The enemy is trying to bring, we don't know what's happening right now. There's so much frenzy in the media with vaccinations and with fearful thoughts. And we don't know where to go. But God, give us the mind of Christ. You tell us that. Listen, you tell us that you give us the mind of Christ. Give us the mind of Christ. Silence our emotions. Silence our fear. And give us wisdom in Jesus' name. Show us what to do, that we don't follow the masses, but we follow the word of God. Teach us how to discern. You tell us to be a discerning people, knowing good from evil. So Father God, right now there's something you're stirring in me. I believe you started it long ago when I asked for a revival and I asked for a movement. And I didn't know what it was going to look like. I didn't know it'd be a pandemic. I didn't know it'd be a virus. I didn't know it would be an invisible virus. God, I didn't see that you were working in principalities and powers with light and dark. But God, you birthed Influence Church and you birthed Women of Influence, that we would be a part of the movement in 2020. I receive it and I decree it. I receive it and I decree it. And show us how to be a powerful, powerful group of women. Listen, ladies, we got to rise up. We've got to be unified. We've got to work together. And I'm going to call out some of you right now. I want to call out Jamie Stocks, who's getting on her Instagram, and she's just giving prayers. I want to call out Carla Ann, who's giving words of inspiration. I'm going to call you women out. I've asked you to be women of influence, and I need you to stand strong. I'm going to ask you to even hashtag Women of Influence. It's not about my movement, it's about our movement. And I'm going to ask you to rise up. We're going to come up with some creative ways that we can be an instrument in Orange County, in California, and around the world. Listen, I got to tell you, I just received a message from Peru. And many of you know we were just there. They've started a group of women now through the book, Three Skips and a Jump, that so many of you bought those books and sent those books to Peru. They sent me an email, a WhatsApp on Saturday, that 75 women in Peru, Argentina, and Chile were all a part of the Saturday women's group. So I'm telling you what, we are making a difference around the world. We are not going to get distracted. We are not going to get discouraged. We are going to thrive like we've never thrived before. So we're going to put together some strategies and plans for us to rise up and be women of influence around the world. I need you to get strong with your platforms. I need you to stand with me. And I'm going to ask some of you to even come and partner with us and help me, because there's things we've got to do. Complying with our government, but yet we can't sleep and we can't be silent during this season. So you guys, our time is about up. I love you. I'm really fired up today, but I'm excited. I want to take a moment and see what some of you are saying and call out. Lisa Haynes, stir up in me a fresh amen. Amen. I love you. Valerie, love you. Revival. Believe our spirits, Lord. Receive them. Revive them. Revive them. Thank you. Don't have my glasses on. Thank you. Come on, speak to me now, guys, because you're ministering to me when you say things. You're ministering to me when you say things. Show us, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Amen and amen. Come on, what you got to say? Karen Viperman, amen. I love it. I love the scripture that you're giving me right now. Naomi, you will protect us in Jesus' name. And guys, I need you. Listen, if we're going to be women of influence, we need women. That means I'm going to ask you to share this. I'm doing my due diligence to get up every morning and prepare a message for you and to ask God what to say. I want to lead you, but I'm going to ask you to partner with me to share this and invite your friends, because people need this message. They need a group of women that they can be a part of. And then they need you to just say, hey, how can I pray for you? How can I be with you? Guys, it looks different than we thought it was going to look, but it looks like he wants it to look. So I want you to send me your thoughts, your ideas, your prayer request. I'm thinking what I want to do is have someone up here with me every day. I'm going to ask you to send your request. We're going to write them down and let you watch us put them in the wall so we can actually utilize this wall even more. Right now I'm up here alone, but I'm trying to think of creative ways that we can really do some powerful things. Amen. What else you guys have to thank you? Pastor Tim, I love you. I love you. I love you. Again, guys, please be sharing this with your friends. It's our watch. It's our time. I don't want to ever hear any of you guys say, I didn't know what to do. I'm telling you what to do. Pray, fast, get active, join this movement, be a part of this, send me ideas. Let's make a difference in the world. Amen. So I love you guys. Read those verses, Ephesians 6:12, memorize that verse. Again, this one in John that I gave you, John 6:26. Don't just go for the physical food. Know that Jesus has spiritual manna for you. And then begin to study the awakenings of the past and look how literally all the way back into history, God does the same thing. God does the same thing. Through prayer and fasting, he moves. I love, love, love you guys. I've got a great word for you tomorrow. I've already begun working on. Send me some emails. Send me some love. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for being here. Maria, I love you. We've got some exciting things happening. I hope to share with you tomorrow. I'm going to give you a heads up. It's about a mask that we're going to develop as Women of Influence. So hopefully you guys are going to be buying those and sharing those. And Maria, thank you for your support in that. Sherry Ayers, it was so good to see you this week. I love you. I love you. You are a woman of God. You say faith and not fear. Amen. So many of you on here, please read this. We unify together. And invite your friends to be part of this. Love you guys so much. I'll see you here tomorrow at noon. Invite your friends. Have a great day. Spend some time in prayer. Fight your flesh, which is fear, and fight it with faith. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.